It's from Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17, and it can be found on page 1184 in the church Bibles. That's Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against one another. Forgive us as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Just invite John up. Just thank you for the words that you put on John's heart for us this morning. Open our minds to receive it and food to take home to live on.
Amen. There we are. Right. Got a little job for you to do. Andrew said, think about what your mums have been to you. So I wonder whether, Andrew, you might like to hand some of those out. And I'll go this side, you'll go that side. And this is a sheet of paper with eight little places on it where we can write on, and there are some pens coming to you as well. And what I'd like you to do is to write down in these places either what your mum has been to you. There's some more coming around from Andrew's side. Put down what your mum has meant to you, eight different things, or what your mum has done to you, done for you. All right, so it's either what she is to you or what she has done for you. All right, the difference between being and doing, yes? Or, if you are a mum, you can write down eight things that you do for others. Or, you can say what mums should do for others. Or, you just decide, and I'd like you to write those things, and I'm not going to collect them in or ask them what they are. They're yours to take home, stick on the fridge, as a reminder of the wonderful thing it is to be a mum. You've got exactly 3 minutes, and during that time, I'll play you something. As you're writing, you probably know that that song is not the most modern of songs. It's a country and western version, but the song itself was written in 1911. So there we are, it's 115 years old. So we've got about a minute left now as we listen to the final verse with different words.
Dearness for the mercy she owes.
Collect them at the end or now?
I'll go and collect them up when they finish.
Okay.
Armies real and regular, you see. But them all together, they spell
my. Interestingly, one lady refused to have it, so you just wonder what the relationship's been like.
There we are. Well done. So do take those home. If it's been difficult for you, because not all of us have had wonderful mothers, not all of us perhaps are wonderful mothers. I probably never will be a mother now, but I am an expert because I did have one, okay? But not everybody did a mother in their lives. And if that was you, then you might like to take this and write down what you either wish your mother was or write down what Mother Church should be, so that as we as a church serve our community, we should be doing all of those things. So whatever it means to you, just enjoy taking that home and making the most of it. Right, let's change tack for a little bit now. Are you up yet? Are you up yet? Well, I can't hear the water running. Oh, okay. Right, there's a shirt that's nice and clean and pressed in the wardrobe for you. And there's plenty of undies in the drawer. What do you want for your breakfast? No, you've got to have breakfast. I'm going to pour some cereal out for you. Do you want one slice of toast or two? I'll take that as three then. Right. Sit down and eat your breakfast. The bus doesn't come for 7 minutes. No, you've got to go to school. Because I say so, that's why. And because you're the head teacher, that's why. Now come back, quick, come back. Put your coat on, you'll get a death of cold out there. Does that sound like your mum? Does that sound like you? Or do you wish it sounded like your mum to make sure that you had the best in life? And do you make sure everybody else has the best in life? When St. Paul wrote to the people of Colossae in Asia Minor, he gave some very good advice. He said that they should put on compassion and kindness and peace, and so on. Humility. Not too easy to put those on, is it? In fact, you might not realize you need them. And putting things on that you really need is important. So I would like a helper, please. So I primed a helper earlier on. Is he still in the church? Right, who'd like to help me? You want to help me? Oh, good. Come on, then. Right. Now, I'd like to face everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Now, if I was to tell you that nobody's going to make your Sunday dinner today, on Mothering Sunday,
mm-hmm.
What would you think? A nasty situation to be in? Are you quite happy to cook?
I'll probably give it a try, cooking. Actually.
You give it a try. Okay, then, well, you better put this on, then. Make sure everything's okay.
Right.
It says Star Baker.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That's good. Right.
That,
okay. Right. When you've baked, are you a tidy baker or a messy baker?
I must confess, I'm not a baker. Actually, that's down to Ian's a brilliant baker. But
okay.
I will cook.
Okay. I'm pleased that it's you here, because if he cooks, Who cleans the oven, you or him?
That'll be
you, would it?
We did a bit of both, actually.
Well, I think you can put those on then to make sure you clean the oven, okay?
Ian will do those.
That's right, yeah. When you've cooked,
yes.
Frankly, I think you would deserve some time out.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's a beautiful sunny day, isn't it?
It is.
So sunny. I mean, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to saying to the person next to you, Happy Mothering Sunday. Well, go on then.
Yes.
Happy Mothering Sunday. Yeah. Right, okay. And as it's a nice sunny day, you can go out into the sunshine, which means that you probably need these lovely sparkly glasses. Okay, that's good. But of course, we don't want you to get sunburnt.
No.
No. So I better put that on you.
I just will.
Okay. Now, do you ride a bike or do you walk?
I did ride a bike many years ago for a passport driving test. But,
yeah. Well, I think you'd better be safe wherever you go and however you go.
I do walk quite a lot in London where I work.
So. You do? Oh, good. Well, there we are then. Good. That's it. Right then. Do you like football?
Yes and no. I support England, but I don't have a domestic team.
I saw the England Lionesses match last Saturday.
Oh, yes.
And then I had to hot-footed back for my Sunday service last Sunday. I got back about 8 o'clock in the evening. But there we are. But I think you deserve a day out at the football match, don't you?
Right.
Okay, that's good. It's Colchester United, so you might not enjoy it. And then you'd probably want to go out for a decent walk. You needn't put them on, but I'll put them there, ready.
Ready for
when you do go out for a walk.
Right.
And then, what's the weather going to be like? It's nice now.
Well, it's nice now, but it could be, you know...
All right. Like that mum said in my story, you'd better put this on you.
Yep.
Right, there we go then. How comfortable do you feel now?
A bit burdened, I must admit.
I should think you probably do.
Yes.
However.
Slightly too many things to wear outside at one given time.
Too many things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But St. Paul said, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness,
yes.
Patience.
Yes, yes.
Have you got them all?
Some, I would say some.
You recognise what you need when you need it, though, don't
you?
Lord,
yes.
Difficult, gentle situation. Lord, give me gentleness.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Patience, how patient are you?
Fairly, pretty patient.
You are,
actually.
That's good.
Yeah, very patient.
Yeah. Otherwise, you say to the Lord, Lord, I need patience, and I need it now.
Yeah, I'm patient with those that I have to be with at work, for
example. Oh, that's good.
Teaching and training, things like that. And I think pretty patient in the family as well, actually.
That's just what you need. And now, St. Paul says, over everything, put on love.
Yeah.
Which is why we've got the overcoat, put on everything, including love. How can you put on love? Just think for a minute, while you divest yourself of all of that, but nothing else, okay? I'd like you to think of a definition for love in the next 20 seconds. You've got 20 seconds to change your costume, right?
Ooh.
Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Keep thinking, girls and boys.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
One.
Yes.
Two.
Yeah.
Three. Four.
Yeah.
Five. Six. And that. Well done.
Yeah.
Right. So the first thing to do is to give you a round of applause for being such a game bird. Thank you very much. And you go back to your seat and you can think for 10 seconds about what love is. That's right. Who's got a definition of the word love?
Caring.
No. Pardon?
Caring.
Caring. Okay. That's an action word, isn't it? Caring. Love, in the dictionary, they would say it was an abstract noun, wouldn't they? So what else would you say love was? Pardon?
Never end.
No, oh, right, yeah, exactly, right. Anything else?
Commitment.
Sorry?
Commitment.
Commitment, now that is very important. It's not a good saying, I love you today, but I don't think I'll bother loving you tomorrow, so enjoy it while you can. You know, that's not love, is it? Commitment. Excellent. Thank you. Love is a £1 bar of chocolate when the florist was shut. Love is a million small things as well as a million big things too. Unconditional. So if you don't deserve God's love is unconditional, you get it anyway. Yes. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that anyone who believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How unconditional, how committed is that? Yes, that is love for you. Just want to tell you that love is not an abstract noun. The only way to describe love is a verb, isn't it? Because love isn't love unless it's loving. It's okay to tell people that you love them, but unless you love them, they won't know it. Do you get the difference? If love is not a verb, but just an emotion, then it's not enough. You've got to show your love in action. So yes, put on kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, but over all of those things, put on love. They've got to be built on love as God's love is for us. So I don't know whether any of you in any of those 8 boxes have written the word love, but if not, when you get home, you might like to write love over the whole lot of it, and then you've put it on. Now, I'm going to say something really strange now, just to finish. And you might think about this either on your way home or maybe for years. Take the emotion out of love. That came to me as a thought about a year ago when I read in the Bible about hating. Do you remember Jesus said, unless a man hates his brother and sister, etc., he cannot be my disciple. What on earth is going on there? And here's the answer. If you take emotion out of love, what you've got is the love of God in your heart, which you will translate into action in love for others. And that's good, yes? Rather than just, oh, I think you're nice, sort of thing. If you take emotion out of hate, what have you got? Show a child a Brussels sprout, and what will they do? They'll turn away from it. If you have hate as an action rather than an emotion, you are turning away from what is wrong and turning to what is right. But it doesn't need to be wrong, it just needs to be wrong at the moment. Therefore, you can turn away from mother and sister and brother and father, etc., and turn to Jesus when you say, leave home to become an evangelist or something. Yeah? It's not that you have this nasty emotion for them. It's just that you're choosing to turn from them for a particular purpose. In the same way, if love is only an emotion to you, that's not enough. Love is not a noun, it is a verb. All right? And so, with love in my heart for you, I ask whether you've put on all of these things and are ready to go out and do what you know you need to do. In other words, same reason to finish as the ones I started with. Are you up yet? Amen.